It's AAA Murray Country from RUIH's Indigenous Seniors Games.
Nate the Plumber Whisperer here at the Senior Games Gold Cup, and I'm here with...
My name's Shannon Tobain. I'm a Waka Waka Kalali man. I'd like to pay my respects, to the traditional owners, the Turrbal people.
To kick off the Seniors Games, what's going on today?
So we've got all of our elders coming in from all over Southeast Queensland to participate in Senior Games. So we've got quoits, hole in the wall, darts, just to name a few of the activities. But today is around, just bringing all of our elders together and, for them it's that social inclusion. And reconnecting with, some of our elders haven't seen each other in a while. So this is a time for them to catch up and yarn and talk about, the good old days. Seeing them have a laugh, get up and, today we've got Unity playing, a lot of them love to get up and have a dance and have a sing. So, that stuff there is very special. And, for me as a young person, I get enjoyment out of seeing our elders, have a good time.
And what's it important to look after your health at all ages, no matter what age you are?
They're doing physical exercise, but this is really good for our elders' mental health. Getting out of home, being able to have a yarn and let people know what's going on in their life. So, it's not just good for their physical health, but also for their mental health.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for your time.
No worries.
It's Nate the Plumber Whisperer here at the Senior Gold Cup. Looking forward to the games coming up. Yeah, the Senior Games. And I'm here with...
Annie Selena Seymour.
And who's your mob?
Well, I'm a Waka Waka Uamian Kaua woman.
Oh, nice. What are you looking forward to today?
I'm going to win today.
You're going to win? Yeah. Looking forward to the win?
Yeah.
Victory, yep. What games are your favourite here?
Most of them. All of them. I like playing because we played it when we were kids growing up in Chuba. On a mission.
Yeah, I'm looking at some healthy tucker on the table here. What healthy tucker do you like to eat these days?
Usual, just meat, veggies. I don't have any particular diet.
And why is it important to look after your health and do physical activity?
Well, I think it's important to be active, especially when you're getting older. If you're idle or you're not doing anything for your health, mental health too.
You got any tips for looking after your mental health?
Just keep an healthy mind. I a lot of crosswords. I do things that keeps the brain ticking. Today is about sports, and it's getting to meet all the other mob here, which I enjoy. I love it. Come along and enjoy yourselves. All right. It's a day out, and it's a day out to go and meet. There's only Ruthie. Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Yes.
Thank you for your interview.
Yeah, thank you, Don. Yeah, no, and I tell you what, they have some beautiful tuckery on the table, there's a lot there,
Yeah, deadly choice, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nate the Plumber Whisperer here at the Senior Games Gold Cup, and I'm here with...
Tracy Thompson.
What's today all about?
Yeah, so today is the Elders Game, so we've got a variety of our elders from all of the Aboriginal medical services over Southeast Queensland that come together to participate in our Gold Cup. So, yeah, it's such a great turnout and great to see all of our elders come out and have some fun.
Yep, and are you a Deadly Choices ambassador?
Yeah, so I'm very lucky and fortunate enough to be able to be a Deadly Choices ambassador, and I hire that with high regard as well. So, yeah, just honoured to be able to come out here and mingle with the elders.
Why is it important we look after our health at any age?
It's the key, obviously, close the gap, and a lot of us don't have that education around how important it is to look after our health. So if we can start planting that seed early with our young ones, then, to to get them to look after their health, not smoke, not drink, and, you know, don't do drugs. Most importantly, eat healthy and do our physical activity. Then, you know, our little ones are the ones that are going to close that gap.
And how important is social interaction, you know, when you get old?
Oh, it's absolutely massive. Like, I've heard stories before from some elders that were just sitting at home and doing nothing, and then they got an opportunity to participate in the elders' games, and they're buzzing. They're acting like they're 21, and, you know, just a smile and excitement on their faces, it's priceless.
Yeah, how many people do you think are at the event here?
Oh, look, I've heard on the download there could be up to 250, 300 people here today for this event.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
I have with me one of my favourite broadcasters and people in Brisbane, Uncle Dusty Fraser. How are you, Unc?
Yeah, good morning, everyone. It's great to be here.
Unc, first of all, your mob and your country, please.
Bidjara, my father's tribe. They're from the Upper Warrego and Carnarvon Ranges, and my mother's a man in Denji from the Great Western Plains around Roma and Surat.
Beautiful country there too. Tell us about the Indigenous Senior Games, Unc. I know you've got a lot to do with Deadly Choices. You're one of the legends of them. And this day like this, I just love it. Whenever we get our elders together, it's very competitive, these games also. But can you tell us about the Indigenous Senior Games, Unc?
Well, these games were started off in Charleville way back in 96. They just had a couple of games to foster, you know, social inclusion and activity. Then 6 years ago, Deadly Choices come and got me to write up a program and put a policy in and embed it into the Deadly Choices values and put a data collective into it. And you know, it's one of the easiest things in the world, because once the elders start getting a taste of the elders' games, they...
Yeah, not just a pretty face, eh, Unc? They're writing policies. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been good. So, yeah, that's in the programs. And every winter, like today, we have outdoor games, which is the Deadly Choices Gold Cup today.
Yep.
And it's outdoor, and we give them all a chance to all come together, all the program teams from each service, and have a hit out. And, man, they're competitive. Like all those young fellas going.
I know. I've been to a few Indigenous games, the Elders games. Or in New South Wales, they call the Elders Olympics. And, yeah, it's very competitive. It's almost like the Murray Carnival or the knockout, you know. They yep. winner-takes-all sort of thing.
Yep.
As you see, you know, out in front of us, just explain to the audience out there listening, but what sort of games you got out here today?
Well, we start off with... we got 10-pin bowling, indoor 10-pin bowling, which is... which they play in the series format. And, of course, the bowls had to come from America. Couldn't just throw anyone's up there. You had to get the right balanced ones.
Oh, really? You ordered them from America?
they're balanced and everything. They are.
They don't muck around, these elders, I tell you. They do not muck around. It's top shelf.
Yeah, so that's the 10-pin bowling. And you got the darts. And, of course, the dart games, we don't count the doubles and the trebles, but the bullseyes count pretty big if they hit the bullseyes. And, cut all the dart sharks out against the ones who are trying to have a go. So the doubles and the triples don't count.
All right, now 180.
Then we got a game called the Hole in the Wall, which I invented. And they throw a round ball between the diamonds, the square. The diamond, which they all go for, was worth 25. And they're all going off now because the new design, the diamond is smaller.
Oh, yeah, right. Hey, have we got security today? It gets competitive out here. I'm a bit worried.
I just seen the IPs rolling around here, the Indigenous Police Liaison Officers, IPLs.
They're going to have their work cut out for them today.
Yeah. No, it's a fantastic thing. They all come along and meet each other, and they get a shirt and a hat, and, you know, and then we've got young Mop and his band over here, the guys.
Yeah. Now, there's a bit of music out here. You've got Young Mop and the Dropouts. The Young Mop and the Dropouts.
Yep.
Eh?
Young Mop there.
The next generation coming through. Do we have the Egg and the Spoon race?
No. It's too easy for the elders, mate. They need something hard.
They cheat with the Egg and Spoon race, don't they? They put their thumb on and they hold it. There was a bit of disruption at the Elders Olympics in New South Wales a couple of years ago because, a couple of them were cheating, and they wanted a couple of... I'll tell you a yarn. A couple of the elders there, they rekindled a couple of relationships from years gone by, I think. So there was a couple of mobile numbers getting written on the spoon and passed to the lady on the other end, and they kept the spoon. I was like, oh. So you got to watch these elders. They're quite tricky. But it's just a beautiful celebration of coming together. We've got a couple of uncles over here. They're just yelling out. They're chirping at us.
Yep, they're ready to go.
A couple of uncles over here. They've got their blue shirts. I was going to call them over for a yarn.
Well, I'll let you go and you have a good day, eh?
Yeah. Well, love you, Uncle Dusty Fraser. You can check him on our weekend brekkie shows. Absolute legend, Uncle Dusty. Good on you, mate. Can you just get you to introduce yourself too, please, Uncle? Yeah. I know you... I'll just get you to jump on that microphone there for me.
Yeah, Doug Weatherall. I'm from the Gold Coast and really enjoy coming up here to the games.
And who's your mob in your country, Uncle?
Bundjalung.
Bundjalung. Yeah. Shout out to the mighty Bundjalung Nation. They've copped it hard the last year or so with the floods and... terrible weather events down there. So anyone in Lismore is listening, just shout out to you, Mob. Love and respect always from AAA Murray Country. But what's your favourite events up here?
All
of them?
All the events. I love coming up here from the Gold Coast and to meet, like Uncle said, to meet lots of people.
Yeah.
Have fun. So it's not about winning, it's about friendship.
Yep.
And friendship's very important to us. We get into the twilight years to come up here and meet lovely people. It's just great.
But what else is... can you tell us about your team? Who's in your team? How many of yous? How yous get here? Just tell the audience a bit of a story for us.
We're a little bit light this year. We've come up with 15.
Yep.
Right?
We usually have about
20. We usually have about 20 up here. Right? And people with disabilities are also... We've included people with disabilities into our team, and able-bodied athletes and our wives have come up to support us, and they're playing as well, so yeah, it's really good.
Well, I hope you two have a beautiful day. It's so lovely to connect. You want to come and see you. As soon as I finish at 10 o'clock, I'll come over and hang out with you, all right?
All right, be great.
Hey, I'll bring you a cup of teas all day.
Yeah. Thanks very
much.
No worries.
We'll catch you up and hope the day's very successful, not just for us, but for everyone that's here.
Yeah, thanks.
Tell Martha you're over here.
Yeah, tell them, Maury boy will come over there, bludgeon a free Deadly Choice shirt very soon.
Here's from Maury.
Yeah, I'll get in trouble with that.
Right, thanks very much, brother.
No worries. See you soon. Amazing Olympian jumping in next. Talika Clancy. How are you, Talika?
Stirring me up. I'm good. How are you?
Are you slipped yet?
I finally got like 4 hours. I just got back from Italy, so we just had world champs, and unfortunately we lost in the quarterfinal, but we keep building. I got Comm Games next month. So.
You got to psych them out a little bit, not win everything. You just got to psych them out a little bit. You know what I mean, sis?
Nah, I'm okay with being selfish this time. I want to win always.
Before we go on, you're mobbing your country, please, sis?
So I'm Woolly Woolly. So, yeah, my family's from the small town in North Burnett called Idswold. And, yeah, that's where my mob's from.
Shout out EJ Garrett up there in Idswold. Be up there soon doing the show from up there. I was actually talking to a cousin of yours yesterday, our CEO, Jai Lawton. And I was like, I think Talika, I was like, I don't know who's been to the most countries in the world. And I think because of your netball, and you get a very...
Beach volleyball. No, you're right.
It was the netball course behind me distracted me. Beach volleyball, sorry, Talika. But you've been to so many countries, and it looks glamorous, but what's the travel like?
I like to make it look really glamorous to everybody. That's how I rub it in. But it's not easy. It's definitely tough. You know, I think, you know, that's why Elders Games is actually a really special moment for me to come back and make the Deadly Choices, so I can reconnect with the mob, which is really important, you know, to rejuvenate me, because, you know, I spent a lot of time on the road in and out of suitcases. So I was gone for a month and I'm only back for 2 weeks, and then I'm gone for another month and a half. And as incredible it is, and I never, you know, take for granted the opportunities, but, yeah, it's definitely not easy.
Yeah, no, I figure that. And like you said, because you are travelling by yourself or with your partner, beach volleyball partner, but coming back to these events, like you said, it's completely grounding. But can you explain that connection for you when you do come back here and, I guess, mix with the elders and look after them for a day?
Yeah, you know, this is going to be a really special day because I'll get to share a great yarns and I'll get to learn a lot, which is really, really special. And, you know, I think it's important that we're always active. You know, it doesn't matter what age you're at, you know, they paved the way for us, and I wouldn't have these opportunities that I do if it wasn't for everybody here today. So I feel very lucky and very fortunate that I get to be here and share today with everyone.
Yeah, that's unreal, because they look at you guys like celebrities, but I know, like, you know, we all look at them like celebrities, don't we, the elders?
Yeah, 100%, you know, even just sitting here and listening to Uncle's yarn just then, you know, it's, yeah, you just can't, you know, we all know, you know, it just connects so well. That's It just brings this awesome feeling thought for myself.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us today. Have fun out here with the elders. I know you're going to spend some time and learn a lot. And, go help some teams cheat today. Brother Justin Hodges. Hodjo, how are you, cuz?
I'm good, yourself?
Good, bro, good. Hey, mate, congratulations on the upcoming fight. It's been announced. I know I was talking to you a couple of weeks ago, yep, and you're pretty keen to get that going. And I was talking to Georgie Rose the other morning, so we're pretty excited to see you and Ben Hannett go at it. How's the training going, brother? And, you know, what is it about boxing that keeps the juices flowing for you?
Yeah, look, training's always hard. It's the hardest part of, you know, doing any sport. You know, I've been going hard now for the last 3 or 4 weeks, so I'm really excited. The fight's only this time next week, so
yeah,
I'm keen to get my hands on the big boy and give him a touch up. It's something that I always enjoyed, boxing. You know, like when you're injured, I was injured a lot playing footy, so it's something that I always wanted to do, and you know, it keeps those competitive juices flowing. And you know, even though I've got bad legs these days, obviously with the knees, but you know, you don't have to worry about that too much because you're not using your legs only just to move around. So yeah, the body feels pretty good.
No, can't wait. We'll be there next Wednesday night to support No Limit Boxing, and all you fellas, we're going for you, brah. Knock out the polar bear. Tell us about the Indigenous Scenes of Games here today, brother. Always a special occasion when we get to hang out with our elders, eh?
Yeah, look, it is. You know, when we tell our kids every day when we work in schools with them, you know, we got to, you know, pay our respect and make sure we talk to the elders because they're the ones with all the knowledge. You know, they're the ones that went through all that hardship, all that pain and trauma for us younger ones to have a better life today. And so it's good to see, you know, Deadly Choices putting something on for old people where they can come out, have a little bit of fun. You know, the sun's out today, which is good for them, so that old creaky leg and creaky arm should be okay out here today. But, look, it's wonderful. You know, I've seen so many faces already this morning that we see throughout different communities, so you know, I think it's a wonderful concept that they do, so I'm looking forward to having a bit of fun and making sure none of them cheat.
They get real competitive, eh,
yeah. Well, they still got it, you know, you can see it in them, you know, they come here like it's a friendly games, but you know, they've been around a long time, they know what they're doing.
I'm just looking at a couple of the police accolades over there. They're going to be busy today.
Yeah,
they're heats up with the couple of the sports, brother.
Let's hope it doesn't get too hot out here. It's wonderful to see all the old people here, and hopefully they can have a bit of fun today and have a bit of a laugh, which I know we will. Hopefully it doesn't get too competitive. But no, it's awesome to see them here. They're the ones that have paved the way for us to have the freedom we have today.
Well said, my bro. Again, good luck next Wednesday night.
Thanks, my cousin.
I'll be there screaming out for you.
I'll drive him, bro.
Yeah, I can't wait. There's my bro. Let's get into it, cuz. Okay. That's Justin Hodges, everyone. Have a great day, my bro.
You too.
Next up, we've got Young Mop in the Dropouts dropping in here at AAA Murray Country. How are you, Young Moppy?
Going all right, Danny. How are you, bros?
Yeah, good, Cars. Thanks for coming over and having a yarn with us. I love
no
you, fellas.
No dramas, yeah.
Hey, my peoples. How you going, Unc?
Good.
That's all right. First of all, can you just introduce yourselves, your mob and your country? Not that you need to, but just
no, that's right. So, yeah, Dennis Connellan or Moppy, well, Mob Junior. Yeah, so Cullerly Coal Mob with, big ties to Waka Waka Mob up there, Sherberg area. So born here in Brizzy, just right over the back here, actually, at Royal. So, you know, pay respects to the land which we're on now, and we'll show respect. We're playing music at the moment, so in a minute. So, we'll be down call.
Good morning, Aggie.
Good morning. Me, Croak Conlon. Yeah, same country from Moppy, from Kalalee and Kawa countries and Waka Waka.
Hey, I got to hand it to this, my beard. Like, are you in Deadly Choices and all that? They always have great events for the mob. I actually saw you mob all styling up at a golf day a few weeks ago. What does it mean when you have events like this? The crowd's really building now. It's a beautiful day down here at Downey Park. But what does it mean to you when you get all the elders to come here together like this and just have a beautiful day?
Well, look, it's always really really something special on the calendar, you know, yearly for Deadly Choices, no matter what it is. Elders Games is something special to get our mob, get our elders out and about, you know, getting back to social, being social and being active and meeting each other again and making connections that they've probably lost over time. So yeah. I think looking at what they've been able to do with, in particular, the Elders Games is really get the elders to look forward to something and look forward to something in life that maybe wasn't there before, you know? And so wanting to live a little longer and wanting to live for community and for mob. So, you know, I think these days are awesome, and you know, the DC team do a great job with all their events, but always, like, you know, do on the elders events, because it's always great.
Yeah, it's always so much special. What about for you, Uncle Crow?
Yeah, no, it's good, you know, with all the elders, getting all the elders out there. And there's a lot of elders that come from certain areas where they grew up and all that, and this is a meeting place for them, you know, like these games, they get together, they don't see each other for a long time, and, you know, and especially the mob from Sherberg there, you know, you get to see them, and they have a good yarn, and they always talk about back home there and all that.
Yeah.
And plus they enjoy the normal games there and all that.
Yeah, it was interesting talking to Talika Clancy before, and even Hodjo. They said they just love these days because they actually get taught so much from the elders. And Talika was saying she travels around the world non-stop, you know, and for her to be able to come to a day like this and spend time with the elders, it just completely reconnects her to be able to go off and do her Olympic dreams, eh?
Yeah.
That's pretty special, eh?
Yeah, must pick her spirit right up and all that, you know, when she go away and all that, and she just think about these elders, you know, she come across...
Yeah, that's right, and it's a good point you made there, Unc, which the spirit, it's all about the spirit. So what we have lost is, what over time, is the spirituality. So how do you find that? And these types of events is to build that spiritual aspect of our wellness.
Yeah.
And, you know, Talika and anybody else, it's all about that spirituality build. It doesn't matter, you know, how much money we make, how much this, that, the other, whatever's going over. It doesn't matter. It's the spirituality that everybody gets paid with, and it's spirituality that that it really... gets our elders to the next phase of their life and the young ones, you know, to pursue their dreams like Talika, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, bro.
Down,
yeah, that's it. I'm just looking at the competitions are about to kick off. It's getting close now.
Bucko is going to do the acknowledgement, I think, and I think we're about to...
Yeah. Well, we might wrap it up now and because we're going to get the formal procedures underway, Eddie. But if there's any elders or mob hanging around Brizzy and you're not doing much today, get down here to Downey Park and come and hang out and connect, eh?
Yeah, too good. Come down, listen to music. If you're not going to compete, just come down and have a sticky beak anyway.
AAA Murray Country from Indigenous Seniors Games.